Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 212. So today, I'm really excited to be joined by Ari Mizell of Less Doing. So this is a productivity platform. Ari is known as the guru of gurus, even when it comes to increasing your productivity. He is the author of The Art of Less Doing and The Replaceable Founder. But Ari really interests me, and we've got Ari on this show because he is intimately involved in the world of outsourcing. And one of the, I suppose, the main pillars of optimizing your productivity is to outsource stuff. So we learn about that here with Ari, and I'm grateful for his time so that we can tie in all of these learnings we do, such as outsourcing, into productivity, which at the end of the day is what we're all about. So I had a great conversation with Ari. If you want to get in touch with Ari, know any more about Less Doing, then go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/212. Enjoy. Okay, hi and welcome back, everybody. Today I'm joined by Ari Mizell. Hi, Ari, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Derek. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. It's so you're well known around the block of productivity. You're an author of The Art of Less Doing and The Replaceable Founder. And you are the CEO and founder of Less Doing, which is a productivity and outsourcing kind of environment and, I suppose, philosophy. So really happy to have you on the podcast and learn more about that. I suppose initially, do you want to just introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I have been helping entrepreneurs who have opportunity in excess of what their infrastructure will support to create systems and processes that empower their teams and make themselves replaceable. That's what I've been doing for the last several years.
Fantastic. And how did you get into this? I mean, it's, you know, one of the seminal books for me, and I think for a lot of people, which is 10 years old now, is Tim Ferriss's 4-hour week. You know, and I think that introduced people, a lot of people, to enhanced productivity and also to the concept of outsourcing. Was that one of the, was that a triggering point for you? How did you get into this concept of productivity and optimizing processes?
So it wasn't actually part of it. I mean, I've been a fan of Tim's and a friend for a while now, but that was not actually a lot of the sort of trigger for me. For me, it was really out of a personal health crisis. So I was working in a real estate development project in upstate New York when I got out of college. And after a few years of working my butt off and living a really unhealthy lifestyle, when I was 23, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And Crohn's, for those who don't know, is a chronic inflammatory condition that affects the digestive tract. And it's very painful, not very well understood, and took me from working 18-hour days down to barely being able to do an hour a day most times. And after getting really, really sick and weaker and weaker, and then starting to go through this journey of self-tracking and self-experimentation, I was able to overcome the illness. And a big part of that journey was identifying a new system of productivity that would help me get more done in less time and manage my stress in a systematic way. So that's where Less Doing was born from, was that need to help people optimize, automate, and outsource everything in their lives in order to be more effective.
Right. Wow. And how is the Crohn's going? Have you been able to reverse that, or is it more a case of managing that?
No, it's an incurable illness, but as far as I'm concerned, I've been cured for the past 8 years now.
Wow, well done. And so outsourcing is obviously our kind of core topic here, and I'm just trying to get the message out there that everyone in business really needs to at least consider integrating outsourcing into their business. Where do you see the whole outsourcing thing fitting in? And I suppose initially, what do you define as outsourcing? Because going to your, well, getting your grass cut by the local gardener is also outsourcing. But how do you define outsourcing?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I see it as empowerment, really, and being able to have people focusing on what they do best in an ideal world. And I also see outsourcing as the last line of defense. And I think that that's a big problem for most people when they have problems outsourcing. And I love doing this when I go and speak at an event and I'll ask people, how many of you ever outsourced something? And several people in the audience will raise their hand. Most people usually will. And I say, now keep your hand up if you've ever had a bad experience outsourcing. And most of them will keep their hands up. And the thing is that we're very bad at communicating, generally speaking. Most people are bad at communicating what success looks like. So you really have to start, and that's why my whole methodology is optimize, automate, then outsource. And I owned an outsourcing company for 2 years. I've outsourced thousands of things a week for the past probably 7 or 8 years of my life. But I'm constantly trying to avoid outsourcing because as soon as you involve a human being, you're opening yourself up to error. And more importantly, disengagement, right? Because if you give something to a person that a machine should be doing, they're not really going to be able to sink their teeth into that and take ownership over it and really engage with the work. So I think that we need to see outsourcing as rather than what a lot of people, I think, see it as, which is basically like a place to drop things that you don't want to deal with or that you don't like dealing with and just make it someone else's problem. I think it's better that it becomes the last line of defense and you get to make it somebody else's challenge.
Right, right. And what sort of segment of the market are you focusing on then? I recently read an article in Forbes about this guy that's going around acquiring one-person companies. And the biggest company he had found was $37 million revenue, and it was one person running this show. And there's incredible businesses now that are popping up as a result of the internet and automation and processes and everything just becoming kind of turnkey and dial-in. Is this the sort of market that you're aiming at to basically increase productivity without necessarily needing to scale? Or do you think the message also applies to companies with 100 employees and just getting things ticking along better?
So it's interesting because somehow I've gotten really lucky and my system has been able to be applied to everything from solopreneurs to Fortune 500s to the U.S. Army and the British government. And so it really has run a wide range and applied to multiple situations because I tend to focus on three main areas, which is communication, project management, and processes. And there's elements of those at every level of scale. But having said that, I certainly have worked with people who have a side hustle and want to be able to manage that really effectively. And there's a whole move of non-employee operator businesses, which is the tax term here in the U.S. for companies with no employees, basically.
Right.
And it can be done. It absolutely can be done. And there are companies that have hundreds of outsourced contractors. And if you have a good process in place, then you can do that.
And this whole like international employment and also outsourcing forms of employment, it really is changing really the gameplay of commerce, and it's also changing the nature of employment, isn't it? It's just really kind of skewing everything, isn't it? Employment really is changing before our eyes now.
I think that what's happening is that it's sort of forcing the hand of people who are really old-fashioned and not able to be agile and sort of change with the times. And there's people who still think that you have to be in the same room with somebody. Like, how can you not just, like, open your door and shout out your assistant to have them do something? And I think that that anchors people in a bad way on both sides of things. Because then you have the person who, the principal, who is not able to be as mobile and agile. And you have the talent who's also not able to be mobile and agile. And it's kind of like this, whether or not like you believe in aliens, to me, the idea of thinking that in the vast universe that we live in, that we're the only like intelligent life form is delusional. So at the same time, in the same way, right, thinking that somehow magically in your zip code will exist the greatest copywriter and the best graphic designer and a really great developer. Like, it's just, it's crazy. So, and you're limiting yourself. And from the standpoint, not just of outsourcing to your own people, but in terms of being able to have, to working with clients. And I have clients in 12 time zones right now. And I couldn't do that if we didn't have outsourcing and we didn't have local resources in all these different places that we could access at the touch of a button.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's 7 billion people out there, yeah, and there's a big marketplace beyond your geographic catchment. And this is what I also tell people in the Philippines. You know, there's a, before you were restricted to your own local market, which had a lot of restrictions, but now, you know, they really do have access to the entire world and the wealth and opportunity that that brings.
Yeah.
And so, you know, your Less Doing basically preaches a lot of structure, a lot of process, I suppose discipline, and then with the outsourcing as a kind of cherry on top, we maybe outsource, et cetera, we go about that a different way, and, you know, we're specifically trying to encourage people to outsource, but we've a lot of our consultation is not necessarily about how to outsource, but how to manage, how to get the new outsourcing clients up to speed in terms of developing processes, process mapping, working with remote teams. So it seems, you know, very much the same things that we're tackling. What do you see as the core skills and the core requirements to take people from the kind of scrappy entrepreneur kind of existence to a more process-oriented operation?
So one thing is timing, and there's always sort of this balance that I think people need to play. And what I mean by that is a lot of times people will try to put systems and processes in place too soon. And for most companies, the place where you should be focusing on systems and processes is when you're between $300,000 and $1 million in revenue. Up until that point, you need to just be bringing in sales. And I think people miss that sometimes. So, or the opposite, they just keep focusing on sales and they sort of drive themselves in the ground and they become victims of their own success. So there's kind of like a sweet spot where you have to really focus on the systems and processes. And it's just part of the growth that takes place. And if you can scale communication, you can scale project management, and you can scale your process management, then there's going to be things for you to do sort of in each of those phases that make sense and is incremental and really grows with you.
Right. Fantastic. Yeah. So it's kind of putting those processes in place and then people graduate towards building a team and building the processes and kind of it's that progression, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fantastic. And so you have a course on this, Ari, and I want to get you back for another podcast so we can actually deep dive into Less Doing itself. But if people want to get in touch with you or if they actually want to do, is it the replaceable founder?
Yes.
How do they go about that?
So everything is at lessdoing.com. I mean, people can find out about me and the blog and the podcast and all the courses and everything. And the Replaceable Founder is there as well. So that is, it's all lessdoing.com and they can just click on the Replaceable Founder.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Ari.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Ari Mizell of Less Doing. If you want to get in touch with Ari or know any more about Less Doing, then go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/212. And as always, if you want to email us, ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.